This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Things are getting really bad, and I mean really bad. I mean scary bad. I mean there are people out there that are demanding vaccine mandates and vaccine passports. There are people demanding a lockdown of the country. There are people demanding mask mandates. All of them in the White House are surrounding Biden, advising Biden. This is a very scary situation, folks. It's to the point where if you're just unlucky enough, like me, to be in a place you thought you loved, Las Vegas, that was low tax and free of liberal scum, and you know Trump won Nevada. Trump absolutely won Nevada, and that analyst yesterday proved that Trump won Nevada by about 65,000 votes. And I think that's even a low estimate. But if you're unlucky enough to be in a blue state with a blue governor, even if it's a red state, but it voted blue in the last election, so you're at the mercy, you're a serf to a scumbag like Fat Steve Sisolak, all of a sudden you're going to be locked down, your economy's going to crumble, you're going to be mask mandated, and you're going to be vaccine mandated to walk in a supermarket, to walk in a restaurant. It's happening in New York City. They're itching to make it happen all across the country. And Florida won't let it happen, and Texas won't let it happen, and South Dakota won't let it happen. And I don't know what other states won't let it happen, but I know it's going to force millions of people to sell their homes and relocate. This is the best thing that ever happened to real estate agents. You'd almost think that someone who's a part of the National Association of Realtors is begging them to do it. Because there's going to be so many sales of homes. Everybody wants out of California, and they all want to move to Las Vegas. But now every conservative in Las Vegas who's sickened at the idea of a mask mandate and a lockdown and a, most of all, a vaccine mandate, all of us have to leave Las Vegas. There's a movie for you, Leaving Las Vegas. I think they already did that one, didn't they? About a hooker and a drug addict, right? Yeah, I know. He's telling me in my ear, Chris O'Sullivan's always fast. But I know. Nicolas Cage, Elizabeth Shue, I remember, Leaving Las Vegas. And was it Leaving Las Vegas or Leaving Vegas? I don't know. But either way, everyone's going to be leaving Vegas. We're all going to have to relocate to Texas or Florida. I don't think anyone's thinking that they're going to relocate to South Dakota. I don't think too many of us have a great urge to relocate somewhere where it's winter, you know, 8 months a year and 50 below zero. But Florida or Texas, possibility Utah, but I don't know if Utah's going to break away or not. Wyoming is also freezing cold, but a beautiful place and a very conservative state that will never buckle under to any of these mandates or any of these lockdowns. You got to live in a place where you're allowed to run your business. So, I've argued on this show that if we want to avoid violence and bloodshed, which I do, I never want the world to say Wayne Root was urging violence or bloodshed. I don't want that. But if you're going to avoid it, then you have no choice but to have secession in this country. I call it divorce. We can't live together anymore. It's impossible to live in liberal blue states, to live our lives with any sort of freedom. If you're living in a blue state, and that includes Nevada, I'm sad to say, this is now a blue state. Las Vegas is a blue city. And there will be an Australian-like lockdown with them going door-to-door with National Guard, keeping you locked in your homes. This is coming. This is how Democrats destroy the United States of America, and it's going to lead to a civil war, and there's going to be secession. There just is no choice. You can't live where they lock you down, and they mandate a vaccine that I have no interest in ever taking. And they mandate masks that I have no interest in ever wearing to suffocate myself. Don't want to do it. And all of this happened for two reasons. Number one, if they didn't steal the election, this wouldn't be happening. So it all emanates from the stolen election. And even with the stolen election, Biden has no mandate. He's got 50 Republican, 50 Democrat senators. He thinks because he's got a moron who slept her way to the top, you know, by banging Willie Brown, Kamala Harris, literally, you know, banged her way to the top. What do they call her? Heels High Harris is what I keep hearing. By banging her way to the top, she's now Vice President of the United States. She's the deciding vote on every 50-50 split in the United States Senate. So they believe they have a mandate, even though they have no mandate whatsoever. They got in by stealing an election, and they've got a woman who's so hated, so vile, and so did not earn her position, that she is the most disliked vice president maybe in the history of America. And she's the deciding vote in the United States Senate for every single bill that could destroy our lives. This is starting to be a situation so serious. I kept telling everyone it's a communist takeover of the United States, and it's happening in front of our very eyes. And it was only days ago that I said, hey, the Biden White House said they're backing off on the lockdowns, but now it sounds like they're not backing off on the lockdowns unless they're just frothing at the mouth and it's never going to happen. I don't know. Who knows? I know what they want to do. They want to lock down the country, and I know it because I see what's happening in New York City. Remember, New York City used to be my city. New York used to be my state. I'm a New York state of mind, Wayne Allyn-Root. And they've destroyed New York. I'm about to write the commentary, The Suicide of New York City. This moron, de Blasio, has destroyed New York City, made it a place of homeless and pits and throw up and drug needles and crime and murder everywhere. Homelessness everywhere. But now he's decided to mandate proof of vaccination to enter any indoor business, which means I can never go back to New York City again. Do you realize if I had a business meeting in New York, which I've always had meetings there 2, 3, 4 times a year my entire life. If I had a business meeting in New York, I don't know how I would check into a hotel. What would I land and be homeless? If you need a vaccine to check into a hotel, I can't check into a hotel. If you need a vaccine to walk into a restaurant, that means I could be there 3 days and never be allowed to walk in a restaurant. If you need a vaccine to walk into a building in New York City, that means I can't have meetings in New York City. New York City is now off limits to anyone who's unvaccinated. You know how many Americans are unvaccinated? 90 million. 90 million people are never going to shop in New York again. 90 million people are never going to visit New York again. 90 million people are never going to walk into a restaurant in New York City again. And that does not include locals in New York City. How many people live in New York City? You always underestimate. New York and California are filled with conservatives. There are lots of people like me who will never get vaccinated, who don't want to mask up, and who don't want to live by a lockdown, and they're all trapped in New York City, and they're trapped in California. Both places are going to demand mandatory vaccines to walk into a store. So it's going to be at the point where no one can live in New York or California anymore if you're a conservative Republican, or how about lots of liberals are anti-vax? And how about I'm not anti-vax? I repeat, Wainwright is not anti-vax. Wainwright's never been anti-vax. Wainwright has given vaccines to his kids. Wainwright has gotten vaccines for himself. Never been anti-vax. Never even thought it was an issue. You tell me smallpox. You tell me whooping cough. You tell me measles. You tell me smallpox. You tell me polio. You tell me, TB. I don't know, the disease that's covered by vaccines. And Wainwright goes, great, great, great. Check, check, check. That's not this vaccine. That's not this vaccine. There's all kinds of problems in this vaccine. But putting aside the problems of this vaccine, which means I can never travel to New York again, I can never travel to California again, I can never eat at a California or New York restaurant, I can never do business in those states ever again. So you're going to put all their businesses out of business. You're not going to force everyone to vaccinate. You're forcing everybody to secede to Texas and Florida and get the hell away from New York and California. No one's ever going to go there again. No conservative will ever put their feet on California or Florida soil. But boy, a real estate broker is going to get rich. Remember, even if the prices drop to zero, you know, they're going to catapult down in these states. Everyone's going to be leaving and no one's going to be coming in. But it doesn't matter. Even if the house used to be $10 million and now it's $2 million, the real estate broker wasn't going to ever get the listing at $10 million. The people didn't want to move. Now everybody's moving. I was out to dinner with my friend Larry last night, and he's from California, but he lives now in Las Vegas. And he told me every friend he's got is leaving Los Angeles. All of them are getting out, and they're all moving to Las Vegas. But I got to tell you, the whole Las Vegas is going to have to move to Florida and Texas. We're going to have a secession in this country because we can no longer live under the rules of liberals. I cannot be forced to take a vaccine. I cannot be forced to be masked, and I certainly won't be locked down ever again. And the real issue is, number one, the stolen election, or this never could happen, and number two, the open borders. That's how they're spreading COVID. Don't you get it? And COVID is not the deadly disease they ever made it out to be, and the new Delta variant is nowhere near as deadly as the original COVID. So there's no reason for a national lockdown. People have the flu. It's nasty sometimes. For the vast majority of people, it's not even symptoms. I've never been tested. I should go get tested for the antibodies. I might have the antibody without knowing it. I've never had COVID. I've never had a sniffle. But the truth is, lots of people have never had a sniffle, and they've had COVID. That's how unimportant an event COVID is for some people. I'm not denying some have died. I'm not denying some have been very sick. I'm telling you, for most people, COVID is nothing, no symptoms at all, or they're never going to get it, or it's very mild. And you go through a few days. And they're burying the two things that could save you from COVID, or three things: vitamin D, hydroxychloroquine, and ivermectin. You don't need the vaccine. You don't need masks. You need hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and you need vitamin D. But again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm telling you what I take. I'm telling you what I heard from my doctor and science friends on this show. It's all I'm telling you. Not my recommendation. It's what I do. I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Energized Health. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you. And get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, EnergizedHealth.com.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
So much to get to. I don't know where to start. Let's start with the Wayne Root Podcast. Is the sponsor of this segment. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast. No commercial interruptions. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. 7 days a week with the all-important weekend Best of the Best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present you with America's top 10 most outrageous and controversial and salacious and most important stories for the week. If you've got to know if you're a conservative, a patriot, a Christian, a Trump warrior, anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. How do you get it? You download it iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Let me try and run through a bunch of stories. There isn't time to give you a huge reaction to all of them. But Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, bans mask and vaccine mandates in Texas. So here I will be in Nevada, where this idiot, Fat Steve Sisolak, who's a slob and a communist and loves communist China and flies there all the time, God knows what plans he's pulling forth to literally destroy Nevada and sell it all for 2 cents on the dollar to Chinese. And this guy could demand a vaccine mandate. I have to leave the state. He could demand a lockdown, and I'll never live through a lockdown again in this state. I'm done. I'm finished. So we all have to go to a Texas or a Florida. I don't know what choice there is. Horrible. The NIH director, National Institute of Health director, Dr. Frances Collins, this is how bad it's got. She told CNN early today, parents with children under the age of 12 should wear face masks inside their own homes. I never thought the day would come where there'd be a communist moron who should be sent to Guantanamo and waterboarded for asking us to wear masks in our own house around our own family. You haven't traumatized kids enough at school. You haven't ruined their lives at school. You haven't kept them away from school. You haven't smothered them in school with masks. Now you want to destroy everyone's life at home. Now, first of all, I laugh at this. Because, like, in my house, I have two giant picture windows that face the front of my house. And you can't see a thing in them because there's blinds. You will never know. In the back of my house where the pool is and the beautiful flowers are, there's a giant wall and giant palm trees. You can't see in anywhere in my house. You couldn't enforce this if your life was on the line. If you're a Nazi and you have troops going door to door, you can't enforce it. Because I'd walk to the door in a mask, and then I close the door and I start laughing, and I just call you a Nazi scumbag. But it doesn't matter. You'll never be able to enforce it, and it shows what control freak, Gestapo, Gulag, East German Stasi pieces of human crap these people are. The NIH director, National Institutes of Health, her name is Dr. Frances Collins. They should send her to Guantanamo, where she should be forced to explain who gave her the bribe to say the things she says. What would make someone be so mentally ill they would ask parents to wear masks all day in their house with their kids? Have you ever heard of anything so absurd, so offensive in your life? Here's a story from a website that I trust, Natural Health. Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine protection against COVID drops a stunning 84% just 4 to 6 months after a fully vaccinated second dose of the mRNA injection. So it's the same with all of them. I told you I heard the statement in Israel, which I'm sure they've covered up by now, but it was by a head of a hospital in Israel. Hospital administrator, and he said almost all the patients in the hospital were old, almost all of them have been vaccinated, and they've all got COVID. And he said, it wears off. It wears off. We need another shot. So now, if the first shot wasn't dangerous enough, the second shot wasn't dangerous enough, now you're going to need a booster shot 3 times a year. Because the thing wears off every 3 to 6 months. You don't have a shot anymore. There is no protection. And that's what I said from day one. It's dangerous. It can make you ill. It can kill you. But those are rare instances, thank God. But the illness isn't. The death is rare instances. But the illness, lots of people have problems from this vaccine. I'll read you one of them when we get back. A famous liberal comedian on Joe Rogan's show talking about all the problems he's had since he got the vaccine. This is the truth they don't want you to hear. But even if the vaccine works a little bit, it wears off in 4 months. It's gone. And so then you need another vaccine filled with more spike proteins to turn your body into a spike protein factory. Spike protein manufacturing factory. It's crazy. All because they stole the election. By the way, Lindsey Graham has COVID, and Lindsey Graham's fully vaccinated. We know that now. The story is really amazing. Wait till I tell you what Biden plans when we get back about racism inspectors. Wait till you hear this one.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Joe Biden is calling on New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign Tuesday following the release of a damning state attorney general's report that found he sexually harassed multiple women under his employ. Cuomo, meantime, is denying those assault allegations, saying,
"My attorney has done a response to each allegation, and the facts are much different than what has been portrayed."
It comes after the state's attorney general announced the findings of a five-month investigation into allegations from multiple women that Cuomo created a sexually hostile work environment and harassed several women. A defiant Cuomo saying the report is unfair.
"Trial by newspaper or biased reviews are not the way to find the facts in this matter."
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
Hey, before I get to my esteemed guest who's got a great new book coming out, I wanted to give a little tribute to someone. My great friend Richie, by the way, he's alive and well. Everything's fine. Richie is one of the big Trump fans of this world and a great friend of mine and a very successful. But Richie had a great, 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 great friend. And her name is Megan. And she was a Vegas-based FBI agent, spent 10 years in the military, then 20 years in the FBI. I always say that I hate the leadership of the FBI. They're horrible people. They've become the enemy of America. But the agents, for the most part, are wonderful people. And I've had so many agents come up to me at Trump rallies and even just walking around Vegas and say, Wayne, we love you. Everyone in the office loves you. And I'm like, the FBI loves me? And they're like, yes, it's just the leaders that are no good. We all love you. We love Trump. We love you. So the agents are good people. And Megan Beckett is her name. Vegas FBI agent who drowned this weekend in the ocean in Costa Rica trying to save her child's life. Her child was in some sort of trouble swimming in the ocean, and she went in after him, and the child came out, and she never came back. That's the only thing I know about this, is that she loved America, she loved Trump. She was at one of my rallies where I was the opening speaker for Trump. She was a fan of mine. And she was a wonderful FBI agent who literally saved hundreds of children's lives from sex trafficking. And my friend Richie says she was the greatest and the salt of the earth. And he is devastated that Megan is gone. But she's a mom of several children, and she drowned this weekend in Costa Rica in the ocean. And she's from Vegas, and we are so sad. And what a terrible loss. You never get back the good ones. You can never replace the good ones. And unfortunately, there's far too many bad ones. And I don't mean FBI agents. I mean people, just people in general. Whenever a good one dies, whenever a World War II veteran dies, you're never going to replace them. Not just as Republican voters and as wonderful people and as American patriots, but even as Christians and as good people. You can't replace them. The world's filled with bad people. Every time a good one dies, it's a tragedy. But Megan died way too young. Megan Beckett, I'm so sorry. And we all send our condolences to her family and to my great friend Richie, who feels such a loss that Megan is now gone. We've got our guest here, Ashley St. Clair, and I think all of us feel a loss that America's gone. You know, America's the country where the head of the one of the health institutes just announced today that parents should wear masks in their houses around their children. I can't take it anymore. It's a takeover of the United States. They're all control freaks. They all remind me of Andrew Cuomo. The people who want you to be vaccinated and masked against your will and lock down the country and take all your money away and bring communism to America, all of them are like Andrew Cuomo. He murdered the old people. He sexually harassed women. He maybe sexually assaulted women. And everyone wants him to resign as governor, and he won't do it. These are the people who want control over your lives. It's incredible. So we've got Ashley St. Clair here, conservative influencer and speaker, author of the new book, Elephants Are Not Birds. Her website is bravebooks.us, bravebooks.us. Ashley St. Clair, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hello, Wayne. How are you? It's a pleasure to be on here. I've been a fan of you for a long time.
Thank you. Thank you. So isn't it amazing? First of all, I love the title of your book because elephants aren't birds and men aren't women and women aren't men and transsexuals. I don't even know what to say about them, but the country's going to hell. And I remember when my father 40 years ago, used to say, you know, and Archie Bunker used to say, right? Country's going to hell in a handbasket. But it wasn't. They didn't realize this is now to hell in a handbasket. It was never anything close to as bad as now. This really is to hell in a handbasket. Basket, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I can't believe that we're actually living in a world where I'm being called a transphobe, whatever that is, a bigot, I'm all of these nasty words, all of these isms, simply because I say boys are boys and girls are girls. And we shouldn't teach our kids that gender is infinite and interchangeable. And just because you feel a certain way, you can be whatever you want. You know, if you tell a kid they're a rabbit, they're going to hop around and ask for carrots. Kids are very impressionable. And we have the left forcing our kids, because they are high as a kite off of wokeism, forcing our kids onto gender hormone replacement therapy. And this isn't a joke. You have people petitioning for their kids to be on these things in court from parents who want to push it, like that awful case of the six-year-old boy in Texas. And it's time to put an end to it, which is why we started Brave. So you can go to brave.us and grab Elephants Are Not Birds, and we're going to have, it's a series, Wayne. We're going to have ones on anti-CRT, anti-communism, ones that are pro-life. We're really trying to be a long-term solution to this stuff attacking our kids.
You know, I consider myself blessed every day. I have four beautiful, healthy children, and the two boys are both exact mini-me's, and they're macho, and they've got testosterone coursing through their body, and the two girls are both very feminine and beautiful. Matter of fact, my youngest daughter is 13, and she's 5'9". The doctor said she'll be 6'2 or 6'3, and she's beautiful, and she's going to be 6 feet tall. And, you know, my girls are girls and my boys are boys. What is the matter with these people? What's wrong with them that a parent would get divorced and then tell the father, I'm changing our son to a daughter and you have no say in this? Who are these people? What kind of mental illness does this require to change a five-year-old? What does a five-year-old know about whether they're a boy or a girl? Who would change as a five-year-old with his mother pushing him? It's a very sick thing. It's child abuse.
Absolutely. I think it should be a crime. And unfortunately, there's many states that allow this. Not only do they allow it, but there's schools. And anyone listening, check your school's policy. If a kid says that they are transgender, the school is directed not to tell the parents. They don't need to tell the parents if the kid doesn't want the parent told. And this is a really serious issue. I mean, I have a 9-year-old nephew who's telling me that kids in his class are transgender. And they are being asked to call different names. And they are going along with it, and the teachers are going along with it, and they are not allowed to tell the parents. So this has been going
on.
Things have been going on
in
other schools, and you don't even know.
Those kids, Ashley, are in for a lifetime of horrendous pain. They don't even understand what they're doing to themselves. No one's going to accept them. No one's going to like them. Even liberals. Oh, they're just so wonderful to your face when you're a transgender. And then when they get away from you, they start laughing behind your back. You know, have you ever been around guys? You know, because I'm Jewish, Ashley, I've been around all my Jewish liberal male friends in Hollywood. And these guys are exactly like me, except they vote Democrat all the time. But when you get them in a locker room talking about girls, ladies, you get them in a locker room talking about transgenders, everybody makes fun. Everyone uses words you're not supposed to use. Everybody laughs at them. It's just the way it is. And all the liberals are just the same. When the curtain's closed and the door is closed and you're in the locker room in private, they act the same. Guys are guys, and they're going to make fun of people that are different. So you don't understand. If you want to change sex, you're just causing a lifetime of pain for yourself. Everyone doesn't love you. They love you to your face. None of them love you behind your back when you do things like this. It's just crazy.
It is. It's like that Dave Chappelle skit, you know? He says it'd be pretty funny if I was trapped in the wrong body, right? Because it's so ridiculous. But we've just become, if you say anything against it, if you make any jokes or you say, hey, maybe this is not normal, you're bigoted. You're a transphobe. But it's time to teach our kids that boys are boys and girls are girls and elephants are not birds.
And you know who agrees with you, Ashley, and who agrees with me, is now Bill Maher, the ultimate liberal on HBO on Real Time, has been on a conservative rampage lately about how, you know, free speech is being destroyed in this country, and you can't make fun of people, and you can't say things against the vaccine if you believe it, or against masks. If you really believe it, you're not allowed to talk anymore. We're like, it's 1938, and the Gestapo is enforcing our lives. This is very frightening. I think this is leading to terrible, terrible things in America, and it's probably going to lead to a civil war. And I'm sorry to say that. I'm sad to say it. I don't want it, but I think a civil war is coming because we can't live under this.
You're not
wrong. We can't live under this.
It absolutely is, and that's why they keep doing this, right? And I say this all the time, Wayne. I'm like, they do these things because they want us insecure. They want our kids insecure. They want our kids to be questioning who they are all the time because an insecure population is very easy to build socialism and communism on. Whereas you can only build capitalism upon an optimistic and hopeful and confident population. So it's all tied together. It's all these people that want. They just want a very broken and ill population.
They're trying to convince us that abnormal is normal and normal is abnormal, you know? It's like the funniest thing to me was when liberals tried to convince you that Donald Trump is a bad guy because he had an affair, you know, with this woman or that woman. But then the person who's telling you how bad Donald Trump is like a transgender. And you're like, oh, so that's abnormal, but you're normal. They're trying to convince us that normal men being men is horrible. And white straight males should be illegal. We should be put in prison of some kind. And people who are different and strange are normal. We're the abnormal ones. They want to rule over our lives and tell us what to do. If you're a Christian, you're white, you're male, and you're straight, you're the public enemy. But we're the ones who built the country, my God. Now you want to take over the country and do what? Turn it to Cuba? Turn it to Venezuela? Turn it to the Soviet Union? Turn it to East Germany? Turn it to Zimbabwe? Turn it to Greece? The list is long. Never has a socialist taken over a country and not ruined it.
Absolutely, Wayne. I agree 100%. And it's only going to get worse from here. But that's why we have to start at home. That's why anybody listening has to get involved, has to see what they're teaching their kids. If not, pull your kids out. Homeschool your kids if you can. Because what they're teaching them and what goes on behind closed doors at these schools is absolutely awful and is ground zero for so many of these things. And again, you can go to brave.us and grab elephants or not birds. We're trying to create a conservative solution. Think about the culture war coming for our kids. I mean, you have the Gay BCs. There's really a kids book called the Gay BCs, Wayne.
Ashley, we're up against the break. Ashley, we're up against the break. The music's on, but don't worry. I always let everybody know one more time. The name of her book is Elephants Are Not Birds. The author's name, who we've been talking to, Ashley St. Clair, Elephants Are Not Birds. The website is bravebooks.us. Get a copy of the book. Read it to your kids. Elephants Are Not Birds. Ashley, thank you for coming on the show. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, Wayne Alaroot here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold gold and silver prices start to explode upwards. Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
So many horrible aspects to what's happening. Here's a letter by Jed, but it sums up everything I say every day. Jed says, you'll know if it's truly a communist takeover of Nevada if they do implement a vax mandate. Because how can a state and a city like Las Vegas, where the entire economy relies on getting as much foot traffic as possible through tourists in the city, implement a mandate which permanently alienates 30% of the population that will never get a vaccine? And it even I think that number is higher. That's again like the fake polls against Trump. Trump had a huge electoral victory landslide, a huge, I think, popular vote victory landslide. And I think he won big by like 10 or 20 million votes. Most of the population thinks like us. Now, a lot of conservatives are taking the vaccine. That's a fact. I think that the split among conservatives is like 60-40 against vaccine. But 40% have taken the vaccine. But there were about 80 million Trump voters. So, you know, 10% of 80 million is 8 million. And 8 times 6 is 48 million. So there's 50 million people who probably are not taking the vaccine. And maybe 35 million or so that are Trump voters. And then I think there's a lot of liberals who are Birkenstock types and shop at Whole Foods and Sprouts and, you know, the Austin, Texas type, and they're not getting the vaccines. So I think there's literally like 100 million Americans or close to it who don't want the vaccine. So how could you permanently alienate all these people as tourists in Las Vegas? And then Jed says an even higher number once you factor in all the potential foreign visitors from the very low-vax countries As well, if this happens, then clearly capitalism and the free markets no longer matter, and it is a communist takeover. Another thing that blows my mind, he says, is that when it comes to the prospect of these vax mandates and vax passports, is that nobody's asking for how long it lasts. I suppose forever, he says. Really? I mean, so we reach herd immunity and still have to show a passport for 10, 20, 50 years after that? I know that any answer they'd give to that question would be BS, but that's not the point. The point is that no one's even bothering to ask the question, and that's mind-blowing to me. So, Jed, I'll answer the question for you. You're not allowed to ask for voter ID when a person goes to vote one time every 4 years for president, but they're going to ask you to show your vaccine passport for the rest of your life 100 times a day when you walk in a GameStop store, when you walk in a restaurant, when you walk in a hotel, everywhere you go, a theater, a Las Vegas show, a gym, a concert, a hotel, anything you, an airplane, a train, a bus. Everything you do the rest of your life, they're going to ask you for a passport like the Gestapo. Passport! Have you got your passport? Are you a Jew? Are you a stinking Jew? This is the rest of your life. You're going to be Jewed. I'm a Jew, I could say that. Like the Nazi Gestapo. They're going to... Remember when police in Phoenix, under Sheriff Joe Arpaio, they dared... That if you committed a crime, you know, a driving infraction, not like a murder, but just a driving infraction, you were speeding, you went through a red light, they dared to ask, can you prove you're an American citizen, especially if the person looked like an illegal alien. What does an illegal alien look like? It's pretty easy to tell. They don't speak much English. They might have dark skin. They might. I don't think that's racism. I don't think that's profiling. You pull someone over for committing a crime, and you want to prove they're an American citizen. If they're illegal, they don't belong here. So if they think they're illegal, they would ask, what's your proof of being a legal American citizen? And the ACLU lost their minds. Oh, my God, that is racism. That is racist. That's anti-American. It's the worst thing in the world. They're criminals, and you're not allowed to ask. And they're criminals, and you're not allowed to throw them out of the country. They don't belong here. They broke in. Not allowed to ask. But God forbid you ask. But now they're going to ask you for a vaccine passport for the rest of your life 100 times a day? They're going to ask you when you walk into a store to buy a $3 bottle of water, you got to have a vaccine passport? So it's not even just, is it going to be forever? It's, can you imagine? They're going to ask you 50 times a day. Democrats said it was too difficult to ask for ID once every 4 years. This is 100 times a day. Everything you do, you're going to have to carry papers like the Gestapo is stopping you at the train station. Is it a Jew? That's what this is like. For the rest of your life, you're going to know what it's like to be a Jew in the Holocaust. That's what this is like. And it's disgusting. And no one can go after me for saying that because I'm Jewish and I lost relatives in the Holocaust. And I had relatives who didn't die, but they lost everything they owned in the Holocaust. And they hid in basements and attics for 4 years before they got out. And they were mentally PTSD'd for the rest of their lives. They came to America, and even though they were rich in Germany originally, they came to America and they were poor the rest of their lives because they were so destroyed emotionally that someone could take away everything you've got, kill all your relatives, and make you hide the basement for 4 years, that they were never the same. So no one could come to me and tell me I'm not a Jew or I said something bad about Jews. I don't ever say anything bad about Jews. But this is what you're going to find out what it's like to be a Jew in Nazi Germany when they ask for your papers 50 times a day for the rest of your life. And ironically, they're asking for your papers for something that many people are now saying. Many people are now saying it reminds them about the Nuremberg trials, where Jews were experimented on with experimental vaccines. They didn't ask their permission. They just shot the poison into their bodies. How could any Jewish person, any of my fellow Jews, allow this to happen? You're going to allow the United States government to mandate they stick something in your arm and inject you with something you know nothing about, that's an experimental drug? Are you out of your minds? Have you not learned a terrible, awful, historic lesson of government? It's bad. It wants to hurt you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Fish plans.